This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Import of petroleum products through pipeline from Motihari of India to Amlekganj of Bara goes on test. Over 14,000 students of Tiribhuvan University graduate in 50th convocation ceremony. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges students to utilize knowledge and skills for national prosperity. Delay in amendment to the concerned laws affects federal government's budget formulation talks for upcoming fiscal year. And India mourns former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh with full state funeral. Now the news in detail. The trial import of petroleum products through pipeline from Motihari of India to Amlekganj of Bara has begun with the completion of activities for petroleum pipeline expansion. Madhya Province Office Chief of Nepal Oil Corporation in Amlekganj, Parlayan Kar Acharya, said all works for the expansion of Motihari Amlekganj petroleum pipeline were completed and petrol and kerosene were being imported through the pipeline on test. He said that 5,000 kiloliters of petrol and 1,000 kiloliters of kerosene have been imported through the pipeline as a test for the time being. It is also reported that the quality of petroleum products brought through the pipeline is also being examined. 14,380 students of Tiribhuvan University have been graduated in the 50th convocation day today. At a special program organized at Tripureswar-based Dasarath Stadium, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli presented certificates to students who achieved highest marks and those who completed their doctoral studies. According to examination controller of TU Pusparas Joshi, a total of 9,068 undergraduate students, 5,055 postgraduate students, 63 MPhil students and 122 PhD holders were graduated this year. On the occasion, toppers of different levels and subjects in the examination conducted by the TU were awarded with different medals. Meanwhile, addressing the 50th convocation ceremony of the Tiribhuvan University today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urged the university graduates to utilize their knowledge and skills for the national development. Prime Minister Oli, who is also the Chancellor of the university, urged the students ordained in the convocation to be honest and humble to make society democratic and cultured. The Prime Minister also argued that only educational attainment is not enough unless we put into practice the knowledge we gain to create value in the society. On the occasion, Pro-Chancellor and Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Vidyadeva Troy, underlined the need for adopting technology in teaching-learning activities. Similarly, Vice-Chancellor of Tiribhuvan University, Professor Dr. Kishor Jung Baral, informed that they were planning for the merger of campuses. The federal government's talks of budget formulation for the upcoming fiscal year has been affected, owing to delay in amendment to the concerned laws. Noting that amendment to the federal supplementary and special grants work procedure has not been made, the National Planning Commission has adjourned the process of seeking plans and programs from the province and local levels on the headings. The Ministry of Finance also seems to have been in confusion on the way to proceed with the budget preparation for the upcoming fiscal year, as the Financial Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat is stuck in the Parliament. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Biswa Gurung says the constitution would be amended in consensus with major political parties. Speaking at a program in Pokhara today, Minister Gurung said that constitution would be reviewed for amendment. Also, the government spokesperson, Minister Gurung, mentioned that a high-level political mechanism of two major political parties has been formed to initiate the procedural works for constitution amendment with its primary talks. He also argued that the government has a plan to immediately pass the bills that are under consideration in various committees of the House of Representatives and National Assembly. Efforts are launched to acquire 110 ropanis of land in Humla district for the construction of 132 kV substation at Sarke Ghat rural municipality in the district. The National Transmission Grid Company has requested district administration office in Humla seeking cooperation to link the hydropower project to be built in Humla and Mubu districts to the national transmission. Chief Executive Officer at National Transmission Grid Company, Dr. Netra Gewali, informed that Sarke Ghat substation was being established to link the 2,500 megawatt electricity to be produced from Humla Karnali and Mubu Karnali to the national transmission line. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZPM English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. India has mourned one of its longest-serving prime ministers, Manmohan Singh, with a state funeral in Delhi. According to the BBC, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was present at the ceremony on Saturday. He has called Singh one of the country's most distinguished leaders. Singh led the country from 2004 to 2014 and was considered the architect of India's economic liberalization. He died on Thursday at the age of 92. Singh also received police state honors in a ceremony that included a 21-gun salute. Following his death on Thursday night, the government declared 7 days of national mourning. Mourners turned out across the capital to pay their respects as Singh's coffin, flanked by an honor guard, was taken through the city to the cremation grounds. His eldest daughter lit his funeral pyre at the crematorium in the front of Modi, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and senior members of Singh's Congress party. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to delay an upcoming TikTok ban while he works on a political resolution. According to the BBC, his lawyer filed a legal brief on Friday with a court that says Trump opposes banning TikTok and seeks the ability to resolve the issue at hand through the political means once he takes office. On the 10th of January, the court is due to hear arguments on the U.S. law that requires TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell the social media company to an American firm or face a ban coming January 19th, a day before Trump takes office. U.S. officials and lawmakers had accused ByteDance of being linked to the Chinese government, which the firm denies. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light rain at some places in Sudhir Pashchim and Karnali province, at a few places in Lumbini and Kusi province, and at one or two places in the remaining provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall at some places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Sudhir Pashchim, Karnali and Kusi province. And there is also possibility at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Gandaki and Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Import of petroleum products through pipeline from Motihari of India to Amlekganj of Bara goes on test. Over 14,000 students of Tribhuvan University graduate in 50th convocation ceremony. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli urges students to utilize knowledge and skills for national prosperity. Delay in amendments to the concerned laws affects federal government's budget formulation talks for upcoming fiscal year. And India mourns former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh with full state funeral. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.